The Pacific Island nation Kiribati is in the midst of a constitutional crisis. One of the nation's most senior judges, Australian citizen David Lambourne, is being held in immigration detention after a failed attempt by police and immigration officials to forcibly deport him yesterday. In a dramatic turn of events, a Fiji Airways captain refused to take Justice Lambourne on board after the Kiribati government sought to defy an order by the Court of Appeal that the judge should not be removed from the country. Kiribati High Court Judge David Lambourne joins us now. Welcome to the program.
Good morning, Patricia.
You were almost forcibly deported yesterday. What exactly happened and where are you now?
Well, it's been an interesting 24 hours, but yesterday morning I was collected from my house by immigration and police, taken to the airport. While I was at the airport, my very excellent team of lawyers were working in the background to try and challenge the deportation order. Fortunately, the plane was delayed. Before the plane arrived, the Court of Appeal had issued an order barring my deportation. But then we stood around at the airport for several hours because the instructions that were being received by the immigration and police officials at the airport were, as you said, to defy the order of the Court of Appeal. Remarkably, I really cannot fathom what was going through the minds of the Acting Commissioner of Police and the Secretary for Foreign Affairs and Immigration who were giving this order. But the plane arrived from Fiji, offloaded their passengers, then started taking on the passengers for the flight to Nandi. And I was told by the immigration and police that I would need to board the plane. While that was happening, my lawyers were in touch with the lawyers for Fiji Airways. They had explained the situation to Fiji Airways. The lawyer for Fiji Airways was then in touch with the captain of the flight, pointed out that the deportation order that the government was relying on was not in force and that it would be unlawful to remove me from Kiribati. The captain of the flight then informed the immigration officials that if I was an unwilling passenger, then he would refuse to board me. The plane then sat on the tarmac for over 3 hours, and I feel very sorry for the poor passengers who were sitting on that plane waiting for a decision to be made. Then ultimately, after 3.5 hours, the flight was allowed to depart.
Are you still with us? I think I've just, perhaps your line has dropped out.
I think the government had been saying that. Sorry.
David Lambourne is my guest. He's a Kiribati High Court judge who there has been an attempted forced deportation of. So on what grounds then was the government trying to deport you?
Had claimed that when I returned to Kiribati last week after 2.5 years of being kept out of the country, I was only issued with a visitor's visa. The government then claimed that I had breached the terms of that visa by working, which is absolute rubbish.
And this this is all happening. Give me the wider context to this. Is the government at war with its judiciary or does it just have you in its sights? You are married, just for our listeners to know, to the Kiribati opposition leader, Tessie Lambourne. What is the wider context?
Oh, look, I've got to say, given the very tenuous nature of the allegations that have been raised against me, that this is just a very determined attempt by the government to try and force my wife out of politics. They clearly see her as a significant threat to them, and you know that the only way they can get to her or try and get to her is by targeting me. I've certainly done nothing that would warrant the attention that the government has been giving me. When my wife was elected to Parliament in 2020, I was already stranded overseas because of COVID. And as I said, I only got back home last week. So it's not like there's anything I've done that would justify this level of attention. This is clearly a politically motivated assault on our constitution.
The Chief Justice has been suspended. The Court of Appeal is set to collapse soon too. What effect is this having on the legal system?
Well, Patricia, I mean, in part due to my absence, at the start of this year, we had a backlog of 1,700 cases in the High Court. And you, to put that in perspective, there's only the Chief Justice and I, the two judges of the High Court, to hear matters there. Now I understand the backlog has grown to over 2,000 cases. Just people are not getting access to justice, and it's incredibly sad.
So you're being detained in a motel. What are the next few days looking like? Do you expect they'll try and forcibly deport you again? Are there avenues for appeal?
Well, I mean, there's nothing I need to do in terms of trying to challenge the deportation order. That matter's already live before the Court of Appeal. And the Court of Appeal have said that they will come back for a substantive hearing of that matter next Friday. There is a flight out of Tarawa on Sunday on Solomon Airlines, and I understand that the government has made efforts to try and get me onto that flight. But I would expect that the powers that be within Solomon Airlines will take the same approach that Fiji Airways took, and that is that they're not going to be party to any unlawful attempt to remove me.
Are you hopeful of some kind of resolution or agreement that can be reached here, or is this the beginning of, you say you believe it's the targeting of your wife, who is the opposition leader in Kiribati? Do you believe that this is kind of a political situation that will keep developing?
I don't see an end to this. Clearly, the government has decided that they want a compliant judiciary, so they are trying to force the Chief Justice and I out, and so that they can then install people who might make decisions that they agree with. I would hope sincerely that that doesn't happen, but you know, it is hard to see how this plays out from here. The government is seemingly implacable, and I can't see them backing down on this. So it's really a really difficult situation.
How are you and your wife coping?
Well, we had 2.5 years apart because of COVID, and then because of the government's continued efforts to refuse me entry. We have a very robust marriage, and we. My wife is an incredibly strong woman. She doesn't need me by her side at all times. And so we talk as often as we can, and we hope that there will be a brighter day for Kiribati at the end of all of this, whenever that might be.
Thank you for your time, David, and we will be watching the case closely. David Lambourne is a Kiribati High Court judge who is currently being held in immigration detention after a failed attempt to deport him.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.